This is Conor Lennon from UN News. Partnerships are at the core of efforts to reach the Sustainable Development Goals, the poverty and environmental targets agreed by world leaders in 2015. That's according to Deirdre Boyd, the United Nations resident coordinator in Thailand, the UN's most senior official in the country. The 17 goals, also known as the SDGs, and which are meant to be realised by 2030, include one focused specifically on partnerships, which seeks to bring international organisations like the UN together with governments, civil society, the corporate world and individuals in order to achieve the other 16 goals. Daniel Dickinson spoke to Deirdre Boyd on a recent visit to UN headquarters in New York and asked her what partnerships means in the context of the Sustainable Development Goals.
I think partnerships is very much at the core of the Sustainable Development Goals. They're such a broad, such an ambitious set of goals that the world has set itself. It's clear to us in the UN that there's no question that these can be achieved by us alone, or even by us alone as the UN with our working with our governments. We really have to involve everyone. It has these sustainable development goals have to mean something to everyone, and everyone has a role to play in across the sustainable development goals.
And presumably it means different things to different people and different countries.
Absolutely. And it's a very broad term, partnerships. And if I look at Thailand, for example, is not a poor country. It's not a rich country either. It falls into the category we call upper middle income. So we're working in a country which has a lot of capacity, which has already dealt with many of the major issues of poverty, of access to health services. So our role as the UN is really to strengthen the partnerships, harness the power of all of the people, the organizations in Thailand to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals.
Is this about money, or is it about getting people to discuss the goals?
It's not necessarily about money. I mean, we do need partnerships so that we can ensure that we have enough global financing to actually achieve the sustainable goals. But partnership goes beyond money, certainly goes beyond discussion, because it's really about action. I mean, I think Thailand has one very interesting example of the power of partnerships that's also very relevant globally. If we look at the HIV and AIDS epidemic, this was something that really required partnerships, because we had to reach out to people affected by HIV and AIDS. And quite often those are groups such as people who inject drugs, people who work as sex workers. So to reach out and to harness the power of the people themselves who were affected by HIV and AIDS. And I strongly believe that the only reason that we've actually come to the point where we are in controlling the HIV AIDS epidemic is due to activists, due to those people who were directly affected. And I think it's a really good sign of partnerships. Thailand has managed to go from having quite a serious problem with HIV and AIDS to now being one of the countries that has, one of the first countries in Asia, to eliminate mother-to-child transmission, for example. We wouldn't have got to this point without partnerships, without involving everyone, without discussing, communicating, and taking action on the ground to reach the most vulnerable people.
These are partnerships at grassroots level, at governmental level, and presumably everything in between.
Absolutely. Partnerships is core to what we do, because as the United Nations, we work with our member states, our host governments. But we also need partnerships now, and I think this is something the Sustainable Development Goals is very clear on, with a wider group of people. Private sector has a huge role to play. Now, we also have the Global Compact, which brings together those private sector actors who are really committed to the Sustainable Development Goals and are committed to applying them in their own business practices. In Thailand, we have what's called a local network of Global Compact that brings together large private sector companies. And these are people we can work with to advance issues such as business and human rights. Very important issue for Thailand. The government is currently working on an action plan on business and human rights. It will be the first in Asia. But we have to involve private sector because it affects their hiring practices, it affects their supply chains, and their views have to be taken into account if we're going to have something that works. So I think this is another example of how institutions like the Global Compact, who work at the local level, bringing together private sector can really help us support the Sustainable Development Goals.
How difficult is it to motivate governments and organizations and individuals to focus on this particular sustainable development goal, partnerships?
I think that's, again, something that we can do through partnerships is raising awareness on issues. Let me give you another example from Thailand. Thailand has had for many years a problem with iodine deficiency. This means that children are not getting enough iodine in their diet, and that can have serious repercussions for the development of young children. So UNICEF in Thailand has partnered with a private sector company, Senseri, which is a real estate company, to actually mount campaigns, to do public awareness. So that has then ended up in actually the government adopting new legislation to address this issue. At the same time, through that partnership with UNICEF, the company itself has introduced a lot of child-friendly policies. So, for example, they've outlawed any of their contractors using child labor on construction sites. They've made child-friendly spaces for construction workers who may need to bring their very young children to work, because many construction workers in Asia are actually women, not men. It's a double win. One, UNICEF was able to harness the partnership of the private sector to make some real changes in legislation affecting the health and development of children. And at the same time, they were able to work with this company to introduce more child-friendly policies, thus setting an example for other companies in Thailand as well.
How important is it for people outside the world of development to know about this particular goal?
I wouldn't say that anyone's outside the world of development, because I think we're all impacted by development issues, and the Sustainable Development Goals are quite novel in that sense that they apply to all countries, not just poor countries. So we're dealing with issues of climate change, we're dealing with issues of biodiversity, we've seen recent reports on the extinction of species. This affects everyone, having green spaces, addressing stigma, discrimination. So I think they really apply to everyone, and there's nobody outside the development framework. I think that's what partnerships are about as well, that everyone has a role to play, everyone has something to contribute, because it really will take the power of everyone to achieve this extremely ambitious agenda that we've ourselves for 2030.
And how practically are, for want of a better word, normal people being involved in the process?
Well, let me look at another example again from Thailand. Thailand has an issue with teenage pregnancies, girls getting pregnant, becoming mothers at too young an age. So one of the ways that we're addressing that with the UN Fund for Population Activities, UNFPA, is they're working with the National Children and Youth Councils. Now that covers about 8,000 districts in Thailand with young people. And through these young people, they're passing the messages to other young people about the dangers of teenage pregnancy, about how girls can choose another path in life, can continue their education, and so on. So it's really reaching out very much to the grassroots level on an issue that affects people at the grassroots level.
Thailand is a middle-income country. It must be very different building partnerships in a country like that compared to a developing country.
I mean, each country is different, and we try and, as I said, harness the power of what we have available nationally and locally. I worked previously in India and had an interesting comment from one of our government officials in India, because again, in many large countries, developing countries, the assistance that the UN provides in terms of money is not huge. We have to be realistic in many of these particularly middle-income countries. So I was talking to this government official and I made the comment, well, I know that our financial assistance is just peanuts to you. And he contradicted me. He said, no, it's not peanuts. It's not even the size of a peanut. It's the size of a mustard seed. Now, if you know a mustard seed, it's a tiny little speck. I was quite taken aback by the comment. But then he went on to say, but mustard seeds, if you know Indian cuisine, are actually very important. Those tiny little specks are what makes an Indian dish more palatable and easier to eat. So I thought that description of our work as a mustard seed actually was quite interesting, because it's true. It's not about how much we bring, but it's about how we work, who we work with, and how we can make a difference.
Is there anything unique about Thailand in terms of the partnerships that you've established there that other countries could learn from?
That's a good question, because I would say that is something that we look at in a country such as Thailand. Thailand has made some incredible achievements, particularly on universal health coverage. And this is one of the key goals of the Sustainable Development Goals. And I think we would all agree that access to health is just a basic thing that everyone needs in their lives. And Thailand has achieved this while not being a very rich country. So it's an example that other countries can follow. We've set up networks, for example, Safe Motherhood. Again, another issue, how can women go through their pregnancies and bring up children in a healthy fashion? So Thailand has a network now of 10 countries, we support this, where they're sharing their lessons learned on safe motherhood. So partnerships do go beyond the country. And I think countries now are looking more at issues such as climate change, biodiversity, transnational crime. And it's really the links between countries that are important, and they can learn from each other because they're learning from countries at a similar level of development to themselves who have very recently confronted the same issues.
It strikes me as though you see partnerships in a very holistic way, very much as a part of the whole SDG process, and without partnerships, you're not going to achieve anything.
Absolutely. I mean, in Thailand, we just had, every year we do an annual review of our work with our government, with the ministries that we work with, and with civil society. And I always start off the review by saying, this is not about our achievements as the UN, this is about what we have achieved together. Because there's nothing we can do without those partnerships and those relationships with the people we work for and the people we work with.